Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
Oh, good afternoon. What happened? It became Tuesday when we weren't looking. It's almost October. I heard somebody today. Where was I? I was behind somebody in line, and they were making a date for an appointment for October 11th. It's October 11th. Next thing you know, it's going to be November. It keeps marching on, this thing they call time. So you remember there was a constitutional convention a couple hundred years ago plus in Philadelphia. And there's people pushing for a new one. Conservatives are pushing for a new one. And I've always been resistant because it just seems scary to me. Like if you were to open the door for a few minutes and give people a chance to inject new things into the Constitution, what might happen? Who might kidnap that procedure and put stuff in there that would be very damaging to what we have? But there's people who are psyched about it. And then I was thinking, well, what would I do if it were me? And I thought, well, we should talk about it. What would you do? What exactly needs to be fixed that requires a constitutional convention? If you could have your fantasy, if you could have your druthers with the Constitution, what would you change? And I'm a protectionist of the Constitution, but there is one thing that occurs to me, which I'll share with you, but I wanted to get your ideas. So give us a call, 860-522-9842. What should be switched around, adjusted, repaired, or some whole new concept that needs to be in the Constitution? Pretend you've got the magic wand of history, and you can do something to the Constitution. 860-522-9842. Rant line, 860-751-4698. What else? Debate today. It was already done. They taped a debate today, Bob and Ned, along with the Independent Party candidate, and it's going to be shown tonight on NBC Connecticut. This clip they've been playing in the news. You heard that, maybe.
Thank you, Mr. Stefanowski. Usage fees, tolls, your position.
Well, listen, the state of Connecticut have enough taxes on it already. A toll is a tax. We're already the second highest tax in the nation. If Governor Lamont gets reelected, we'll be number one.
I like that. Little attack on Jolly Ned and his lust for higher taxes. Well, he's a Democrat. They're weaned on taxes. Jim calling from Wellington. What's up, Jim?
Yeah, concerning Governor Lamont, just during your break, there was a snippet during the news of a statement he made about the underfunded pensions. And his statement was basically for 40 years, neither party has done anything to fund those pensions. And I just found that remark to be unbelievably just disingenuous. Number one, there were legislatures that used to be in the unions or were still in the unions that were negotiating those deals for I don't know how many years. And they were Democratic legislators, by the way. Number two, they were making deals concerning overtime and years of service that even in the private sector you wouldn't see. Even with other unions, you'd never see those type of deals being agreed upon and then negotiated in those fashions. And number three, it was the last governor, Malloy, who basically told everybody in the state, point blank, 24.5%, 25%, every dime we collect, goes to debt or underfunding pension obligations. And that's all laid at the feet of the Democratic Party politicians, about 80%, all day long.
About 80% what?
80% of the reason why we are in the debt we're in concerning obligations for pensions.
I think you're being too conservative in terms of blaming Democrats, because it's all about the public sector unions, and those are created by the Democrats for the purpose of rigging elections. So even if Republicans win, what Roland did was look at it and say, I might as well do what the Democrats do, because this thing is too big to fight.
Yes, but I go back a little further. When Wacker was in, Wacker swore up and down he'd never do the income tax, even though the Democrats are screaming for it. Wacker gets in, does the income tax, explains in his own bombastic way as to why. But if you look at the reasons why, this state was going south fiscally. And that income tax, as much as I hated it, that changed my whole our family's lifestyle. That was money that we used for vacations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now it's gone. And that's what you'll hear a Democratic politician tell you. Well, Wacker put the income tax in. Yeah, but he didn't raise it.
Well, wait a sec. Wacker wasn't a Republican.
He wasn't.
And by the way, he was looking at this system they have and say, if I want to be a successful governor, I think this is what they all do. They get there and they say, I've got to raise enough money to pay for this government that's so expensive because of unions.
Yes, and I have an idea. I'm not sure if I'm right, but I'll just mention it as a comment. If I'm not mistaken, I believe it was Roland who actually cut that income tax. I'd have to look that up just to see. I think he cut the rate of the income tax while he was governor. I think his first or maybe his into his second term or whatever. But the bottom line is Lamont saying that it's a two-party problem is just ludicrous in my mind.
Jim, thank you for the call. Good to hear from you. Yes, it is ludicrous and unfair because, see, this is the problem. Like, if you're up there on a debate stage with Jolly Ned and he's claiming both parties are to blame for the fact that the money was not put away each year as it was supposed to be to cover the VIG on the loans that were taken out to pay for the disastrous deals that Democrats created with the public sector unions, their partners in rigging government to rig elections. That's what they're for. That's what they do. So you're up there on the debate stage. What are you going to do? You're going to try to explain that to people? Because the average person doesn't know. The average person has no idea that they're being robbed blind by a crime ring, a political crime ring known as the Democratic Party. And they say, you know, there's a lot of people who would tune in and hear me say that, and they say, oh, that's outrageous. Well, it only sounds outrageous because you don't know how outrageous the behavior has been. Let's go to Richard in Bristol. Hi, Richard.
How you doing?
What's up?
Well, the answer for government is getting rid of all your local government. No more mayors.
Speaking Why is that?
Connecticut, you have that one governor that was indicted, went to prison, didn't even learn his lesson, went back to prison. We all know what mayors can do to a city, how many mayors we've had indicted in the state.
Wait, so who do you have? Who do you want to have for government?
You've got one governor is bad enough, but you've got to work with that. And you got to take away all these, you know, Connecticut has 93 municipalities all acting like they're the White House. So
really, is that all? I thought it was like 120 or something. But anyway, if you
have a mayor acting like the president who's under some religious delusion or dogma or ideology.
But I think you've got it backwards, Richard. What you want to do is get rid of the centralized thing. So you get rid of state government. State government is what's destroyed the state financially. They're the ones who have $100 billion in debt that they admit to, which I figure is more like $150 billion. And that's an unpayable amount. Both of those are unpayable amounts of money. They have robbed us of... They have... What's that?
It's a microcosm. So you have the cities undermining locally. Everyone's complaining about taxes. The taxes are differently everywhere. And you have the state doing the same thing. Everybody's just sucking on the tax dollar. You're a city worker.
Yes, we understand that that's the problem, Richard. But you were saying the only way to fix it is to get rid of the cities and towns. If you got rid of the cities and towns, then you would have no voice at all. The Ned Lamonts of the world would just run away with all the money. Hi, who's this? You're on the air.
Oh, hi. It's Tim from Hamden calling.
Hello, Tim. Hang on. We'll take a quick break and then take your call, okay? Stay with us. This is WTIC. Today's question, among other things, we're talking about the debate a little bit, but if there were to be a new constitutional convention, that is, an opening up of the Constitution and people getting together in order to make changes, what would you do to the Constitution to presumably make it better? 860-522-9842. Tim in Hamden. Hello, Tim.
Well, Todd, I'm calling in. I'm looking at this gubernatorial race, and I'm an independent. I'm a third-party person. When I see Kevin Rennie's column today, I do a lot of head scratching. Basically, the Republican columnist said that Bob Stefanowski has a consulting business with the Saudis, and he's kind of denying it, but won't deny it. It's all over the place. I think it's a fair question to ask a candidate for governor. You know, are you doing business with the Saudis? How much, are you making? That sort of thing, because of the just incredibly despotic government that killed 81 people in March. This is just, a barbaric country over there. And he apparently, according to the reports, doubled his income. So I'm just kind of wondering, is it fair to ask, a candidate for governor, how are you making your money and where is it coming from?
Sure, it is. Fair. It is if they're Republicans. Democrats like Ned Lamont.
Too. I mean, no one's been, I've been screaming about the semaphore thing and stuff for a long, long time. Absolutely. That's why, and I didn't, I voted for Oz Griebold in the last election. I knew that, Ned Lamont wouldn't be forthright to begin with. So some of us are out there looking at it and saying, is this something that we all should talk about? If you're doing business like this, what kind of consulting work, gives you millions and millions of dollars, and you double your income from the before? It's just it's an interesting question. I mean,
yeah.
If he's going to deny it.
Bob's supposed to be on tomorrow, so we'll ask him.
Well, he's denying the report from Kevin Rennie. On the one hand, saying that's not true, but he won't say that he's not doing business with the Saudis. All of this stuff is kind of, I think we need an open and forthright candidate, Democrat, Republican, Independent, Green, whatever, to
yes.
tell us, lay all your cards on the table. And I don't think that's a gotcha kind of question.
No, it's not. The trouble is when no one's ever done it, or I don't know when the last time was that a candidate was held responsible and the media did that kind of work to hold somebody responsible. So the media is afraid to ask Ned Lamont a question. And when they do get the courage, he gets a little impatient and they run for their little mouse holes and crawl back in. And that takes away their credibility to ask anybody else the question. So they'll go after Bob.
I think it's fair, to continue to ask questions about semaphore, all of those questions about
it is, but nobody presses the issue is what I'm saying. And when they don't press the issue,
right,
then they take away their own credibility to press the case. So I don't know how far you can get with it with either candidate, because they'll look at what the power structure is doing, and that being Ned Lamont, and Ned Lamont gets away with doing special deals under emergency powers, no bid contracts with his wife's company, and never produces any documents. So if that's the standard, how do you now hold a new candidate like Bob to this a different standard than Ned has held?
Well, he can, you know, he's got access to, you know, all the media all the time. He can deny doing business with Saudi or say, yes, I'm doing business with the Saudis. You know, you can do that in 2 seconds. And
yes,
I think it's a possibility that talk radio has to hold everybody accountable all the time. I know that, you know, you guys are heavily, heavily, you know, for Bob Stefanowski and stuff. And, you know, that's fine. That's your right to do that. But for a lot of us who aren't, you know, vested in the Republican Party or that sort of thing, we're just trying to say, you know, who are the leaders that are going to, you know, you can say that you're for the little guy all day and all night, but I just don't really see it yet.
Well, I don't know what there is that you need to see that you haven't seen. But we will ask Bob about that tomorrow. The story just came out today.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All righty. Take care, Tim. 860-522-9842. I'm checking who's next. Dave in Brantford. Hello, Dave. Wait a sec. It's not working. There you go. Go ahead, Dave.
Todd, I have a question. No information to convey today. Last Wednesday, a federal court said the tolling system for heavy trucks in Rhode Island was illegal and unconstitutional. And I only read one small sidebar story in the New Haven Register in the Friday paper, mm-hmm. and I haven't seen anything about it. Do you have any information on the particulars? And you might recall Jolly Ned was thinking a heavy toll tax on the heavy interstate trucks. And a lot of people said that won't be judged legal. And he wanted to do it anyway, but it got dropped along the way. What do you know about the unconstitutional judgment on the Rhode Island heavy truck toll tax?
I hadn't heard that they had issued a new ruling. So when did this come out?
I saw it in a sidebar in the Friday New Haven Register.
It was
a two-paragraph story.
It looks like it was a week ago. Here's the Providence Journal. A federal judge has slammed the brakes on Rhode Island's truck tolls and sided with the long-haul trucking industry's complaint that the highway charges were unfair and unconstitutional. After U.S. District Court Judge William Smith ordered Rhode Island officials to stop collecting truck tolls within 48 hours, the DOT said the tolls would be shut off probably this evening. At that point, Governor Dan McGee was still reviewing his options, and the administration had not said whether it would appeal.
So I'm here to point out that, Ned, that was one of the things they wanted to carry out, you know. And
he cited Rhode Island as support for it because his friend Gina, who was the governor at the time, had assured him that there was no problem with the Rhode Island system, right?
That's what I hear. You know what? Timmy did his bit for an October surprise to sandbag Stefanowski, and I'm trying to do my bit to say, you know, those Dems ain't so smart either.
Well, you know, they can't always control their judges interstate the way they would.
No, they can't. But you can't put a big discriminatory tax on heavy interstate trucks. I mean, as good as it sounds to say, no, we won't toll the cars. You can't just put a 10 times the price tax on a truck. And maybe you could ask Bob about that. That's something that will never happen in Connecticut, hopefully.
Dave, thanks so much.
No tolls ever, electronic or otherwise.
No tolls ever. Bob said that today. Well, he didn't say ever, but he did put down tolls in the debate today. Mark, hi, you're on WTIC.
Well, this is something that's no surprise. This is the only place I've been able to bring it up. Hey, Tim, if you're listening, look up Ned Lamont, Israel trip itinerary. Go to FinTech Roundtable Meeting. There's not 10 companies or 15. There's just two, Viola and Digital Currency Group. Now, I want you to take those two companies and search Oak HCFT, Annie Lamont's company, and you'll see that both companies do business with Annie Lamont. That means Lamont took a trip on taxpayers' backs. He brought a staff with him and met with two. What was his business with these two?
He companies? Met with those two companies. That's the key part. And I have to hold you right here. If you want to wait, you can, Mark. But we have to go to news on WTIC.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
All right, I haven't gotten any takers yet, but the magic wand question, if you could have a magic wand and change the U.S. Constitution in some way, how would you change it? Because there are conservatives who are looking to have a new constitutional amendment, which it is permitted, and there's a mechanism for it. And it would allow the Constitution to be opened up and changes be made to it. And the idea would be to shore up some things that need shoring up. So what do you think is wrong with the Constitution? What would you change if given the chance? Let's go back to Mark. So Mark was talking about, what were you talking about, Mark? Now I forget.
Yeah, so sorry to stay off
topic.
Oh,
Lamont in
Israel trip.
Yeah, so, Lamont in Israel met with two companies that are managed by his wife's company. So it was more of the insider trading stuff, you're saying.
Yeah, so I guess I need you to bottom line it for me, because this is like one crusade I can't let go. Is this a story? Should it be a story, or just forget about it? I cannot believe that no one's covered it. This is the only place I've been able to talk about it. I sent it off to all the agencies you can imagine. Nobody wants to question him on this trip.
Well, based on the way he responded when you chased him down a few weeks ago at that flower show or whatever he was at, I would say the way he panicked over you questioning him and started spewing nonsense, that's a guilty Ned. That's
Annie,
what he does.
Lamont, don't forget, Annie was there. He threw her under the bus. He goes, "Here's Annie right here." I asked her point blank, and she stared at me with a smirk. Didn't even answer me. So it was both of them.
She's
I didn't
smart.
Even know what she looked like.
She's obviously smarter than her husband.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what was funny? I'll leave you with this image. There was an old movie called The In-Laws where Peter Falk was teaching, what's that famous comedian's, actor's name? He told him how to serpentine.
That's what he looked like, trying to get to the car when I was chasing him around with my camera phone. It was just, it was hilarious. I wish I had better shots of it.
Watch the debate tonight, by the way.
What's that?
Watch the debate tonight.
I will.
Lamont and Stefanowski. Hey,
let me ask you one more time. Should I let this go?
No.
Okay, thank you. I'm not.
All right. Good.
Bye.
Yeah, now you got your teeth into his leg. Keep working it. 860-522-WTIC. Christine in Middletown. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Todd. I was disappointed that Emperor Ned during the debate had to go down, "Oh, I inherited the mess" routine again, when his party had control before and now at the Kremlin on Capitol Avenue, and about half his tenure as governor has been solely on ruled by executive order, and he still admits that, oh yeah, when Annie started the company in Tennessee, that it's easier to do so than here. You think he would have tried to do something to fix that and make job starting companies here easier since he's the head in charge? But he
there's no connection between the reality of living in the state, trying to do business in the state, trying to survive financially in the state, and any policy introduced by Ned Lamont. All of those policies have to do with how to enhance the power of the Democrats, not to improve the condition of the state for the average person.
That's just, and no one holds his feet to the fire, but as you said, that any time he gets asked anything close to an honest question, he bristles, and that's the end of that, too.
Yes, and the reporters turn and run. Like, they know the dance, Christine. It's unfortunate. Thank you for the call. 860-522-9842. There was a reference made earlier. I think it was Jim, the first caller today, who mentioned Ned Lamont's little, I'm sorry, Governor Malloy's little rant on how the money, you know, how the money doesn't make it. They raise taxes. And since it was alluded to, I feel a responsibility to play it because there's still people who've never heard it or never internalized it fully. What Dan Malloy was admitting here towards the end of his term, his second term, was that when they are raising revenues, they call it, when they're ripping you off for more money, when they're ripping you off for more money, what they're doing is not providing you something. They're not doing it so they can raise somebody's salary. They're not doing it so that they can make better services available. They're doing it so they can maintain the public sector unions in the fashion to which they become accustomed.
If you look at what we are spending.
So he's saying, don't look at me and say I should have done this or I should have done that with all that money from the big historic tax increases that I put through. Don't look to me and blame me. Every penny of what we got from those taxes was used to pay retirees.
Every cent of additional revenue that has come in since 2011 goes to pay pensions, teachers, and state workers, and other post-employment benefits. Every single cent and more.
That's the payoff. Because he really raised taxes. And it all went.
Every single cent and more.
It all went. It was all. See, this is the thing with the tax hikes. They sell you the tax hikes on what they're going to do with the money. But there is no intention for the money other than paying something in the past. There's no future. It's not about how do we make things better. It's how do I survive my term without having to cut services? Because Democrats will never cut a service. They will never cut a service. All right, so yesterday we had a conversation about the poll. And the poll that showed Ned up 15 points, something like that. And it's amazing, but there's another one. There is another one that shows similarly ridiculous numbers. Listen to this. I want to know what you think about this. What's your answer? What is going on? Can it actually be that people like Ned Lamont, and they want to see more of him. Can there be such a thing? Because the idea is so foreign to me. Like, how could anyone like Ned Lamont and think he's doing a good job? This is my question for you. Can you explain this poll trend if we are to take these polls seriously, which I don't, but two of them is a lot different from one. Governor Ned Lamont buoyed by strong support from women and solid job approval ratings has a 15-point lead over his Republican opponent, Bob Stefanowski, according to a new poll of likely Connecticut voters. Lamont leads Stefanowski in the rematch in the race for governor 55-40% in a survey of more than 750 registered voters conducted in the third week of September. 3% undecided, 2% declined to say. The margin of error on the poll is 5%, so it's not a great margin of error, but nevertheless, it's a 15-point lead. And when you have two polls inside of a week that say 15 points, that's creepy. And people are getting nervous. I know they're getting nervous. And it affects campaigns. It makes it harder to raise money and harder to get people excited. What do you think is going on? What do you believe is happening? So a lot of people have been complaining about the campaign. A lot of people don't think it's aggressive enough. What Bob's been doing has been aggressive enough. What are your thoughts? 860-522-9842. Now, I remain skeptical of these polls, but does my skepticism cover 15 points? I don't know. Maybe it covers 10. Maybe it covers 8. I don't trust these people who are doing these polls. They're in-state polls. I would feel much better if if somebody was doing a national poll and was including Connecticut in the poll and then was carving up the Connecticut numbers for our consumption. Because then you think, okay, these people don't have a vested interest in the outcome. They aren't maybe rigging the poll for the benefit of the person they want to win. So you have to be suspicious of somebody doing polling in state. Because why are they, who's paying for the poll? Where do they get the revenue from? So your reaction to the polls, please. 860-522-9842. Mike calling from Bolton. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Where's Bolton?
It's next door to Manchester.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not as far as it sounds like it is.
Yes, it sounds like one of those little, quiet corner towns or something. So what's going
on?
What do you think?
Population of 5,000, so it's very small. I really believe that a lot of this has to do with, for instance, me. If I get a call from a pollster, I either hang up or I lie. I'm a Republican.
Yep.
I change my affiliation to unaffiliated, so that they don't bother me that way. But I really honestly think most people are just not telling because of all the cancellation and all the garbage that happens to a person if they're deemed a Republican or Trump supporter. I think I'm not worried about it because I also think the polls are a little crooked.
So I do the same thing. I don't refuse the poll. I like taking the polls. I want to sniff out who's polling and by the kind of questions they ask and what they're after. But I do what you do, which is I try to sabotage the poll to make it more inaccurate. What's that?
I think a lot of people do that.
Do you? All right, that's a good question, too. Let's add that into the question. Thank you for that, Mike.
Do you sabotage?
Thank you. You have a good day, too. Do you sabotage the poll? Anybody do that? How do you respond when pollsters call your house? What's your angle? We'll take a quick break and take some phone calls. Coming up on WTIC.
Now, back to the Todd Feinberg Show, live from the NJ Diet Studios on WTIC, News Talk 1080.
Yep, we're talking politics, new polls, more bad news. Do you think this is real news or fake news? James in Windsor. Hey, James.
Hi. I hope a question that Mr. Stefanowski asked the governor is, would you please share with us the areas where you can reduce the cost of running the state if you're elected governor. Would you please enumerate all the areas that you've identified that you could reduce the cost of running the state? And with that question, I would hope Bob is ready to put forward his suggestions on how he can run, reduce the cost of running the government.
Yeah, there was some good back and forth on today's debate, which will be on NBC Connecticut tonight. And so I would watch that and see.
I definitely will.
Yeah, I think you'll like it. Bob's a little more hard-hitting, and the governor becomes kind of irrelevant. He shrivels up during the debate and disappears. It's very interesting. Dave in Middletown next. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
That second poll that came out, I know 15's high. Now, I don't think the differential is 15, but I think it's around close. That's around double digits, 10 points. You know, I work in, I'm not going to say which suburb, but the majority is Republicans, and the excitement this time around, it ain't the same as it was 4 years ago. Now, maybe there's a distraction from the national scene, 2018 versus 2022, because what's going on in Washington and so forth. But the excitement is not there. And I've always felt that Bob just started his wagons and started his engines a little bit too late.
Oh, he's been at this for ages. But I think you have to look at structural things.
Let me finish my statement, though. I saw a more presence with Bob during the pandemic with the mask routine and running around helping people than I do now. That's all. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Well, I understand that you feel that, and I don't.
And a lot of people do. A lot of people do.
Yeah, and I think there's reasons other than what Bob's doing, because Bob's much more hard-hitting than he was before. He's and he's gotten more aggressive as time has gone on. Hi, you're on WTIC. Who's this? All right, we lost that one. 860-522-9842. Rants, 751-4698. Here's what's different. You want to know what's different? The media is dying. And the media, compared to 4 years ago, the Hartford Current barely exists as a news source anymore. And it used to have reporters. It used to have good reporters. Aggressive ones. Who got paid salaries to go out there and run stories down and report them. And it got taken over by a new owner, which is a hedge fund, one of those strip it and sell off pieces and operate as cheaply as you can kind of things. And that's what they're doing now. There aren't reporters there. The other newspapers there hasn't been anything as dramatic. But newspapers are the only place that employs reporters. TV reporters don't report. They run to places that look like a place connected to a story, and they stand there in front of the building or whatever monument or whatever the visual is that links to the story, and they say nothing. But they don't report. People aren't paid to report anymore. And it changes the whole dynamic. Another thing that changes the dynamic is it was an open seat last time. It's not an open seat this time. Dave in Newington, what do you think?
Yeah, well, you know, I think polls are nothing more right now than to try to sway voters one way or the other. I don't hold a lot of credence in them. I get, for some reason, my email is probably the same as some liberal out in California, different name. And I get these emails every single day from Nancy Pelosi's team, from Nancy Pelosi, from Mitch McConnell, from Adam Schiff, and even the one in Georgia that's running. It's saying, oh, the polls say we're close. The polls say we're tied. The polls are a snapshot of what's happening maybe that second. And, you know, another thing, too, I got on my phone, a poll came up. And it said, okay, are you male or female, yada, yada, yada. And it got down to, do you work for a state government, a town government, municipality, something along those lines? And when I was honest and said yes, it clicked me off. Thank you very much. Click goodbye. So I never even get a chance to even say anything or put any numbers down, which leads me to believe they look for a certain demographic, certain sect, and they're looking for specific answers. So
I think they were sorting. What was the last question they asked you?
They asked me if I worked for either a state government, a town government, or any type. I have a municipal job.
And your answer was yes?
My answer was yes, and they kicked me right out.
Yeah, because they didn't want to have biased people who might have pensions or whatever.
Whatever. I mean, the fact of the matter is...
No, I'm sorry. I've got to hold you right there, Dave. But I think the point is that they do sorting, and they have a certain criteria for who the people are they want to be polling, and they sort. And once they realize you're not part of their available pool, then they should say goodbye nicely. There's no need to just cut you off. 860-522-9842. Thank you for the call, sir. We're off to a traffic update. The BPS Lawyers Traffic Center with Mark Christopher. Hey there, Mark.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!